the pasuk that we're going to be spending the whole shir on. Again, it's not going to be a long shir, but we're going to spend our whole time on one pasuk in the Ashrei tonight, because this pasuk is a pasuk that we really have to be misponing on. We really have to think about it deeply, take time to digest the teaching of this pasuk. In fact, some say, the Sefer HaRedim says that the whole purpose that Chazal were misakin, Chazal enacted to say Ashrei twice a day, we say it three times a day, but twice in the morning and once by Mincha, is based on a Zohar for one pasuk. The Zohar tells us, both in Parshas Peshalach and in Parshas Pinchas, Mitzvah Gedola, Lishol Adam Mizono Me'ez Hashem Ba'Boker Kodam Sudas Ha'Boker U'Be'erev Kodam Sudas Erev. Right? That it's a mitzvah gedola, it's a big mitzvah, that a person should ask Hashem for his food every morning before you eat breakfast, and at evening before you eat supper. And this isn't only the brachos that we say, but there should be a real bakash, a real request for food. And it's for this reason, the Sefer HaRedim says that Chazal established to say Tehillah LeDavid, Ashrei, both in the morning and in the afternoon. We say it Ashrei in the morning, and we say it before Mincha in the afternoon. Why? That you should lift up your eyes and say the pasuk that we're learning tonight. Einechol elecha yisaberu v'atano sein lahem isachlam bi'ito. That einechol elecha yisaberu, that the eyes of all to you are turned to you with hope. V'atano sein lahem isachlam bi'ito. And you give them their food in their proper time, right? That's what the pasuk that we're dealing with tonight is. And this is something that we have to think about. The Sefer HaRedim says the whole reason that Ashrei was established in Shachris and in Mincha, note, we don't say Ashrei in Ma'ariv, that we say it in the morning and the afternoon is because of this Zohar, that it's a mitzvah gedola, it's a big mitzvah to specifically ask Hashem to provide you with food before you eat in the morning and before you eat in the evening. Hence, twice a day, we say, two times a day, we say Ashrei. Again, it's three times in davening, but twice a day in the morning and the afternoon by Mincha to fulfill this idea of the Zohar HaKadosh. Because of this pasuk, the Sefer HaRedim says. So what does this pasuk mean? So what we have to understand, the Ramchal and Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov and the Chazon Ish, so many great tzaddikim, their merit should protect us, Chusim Gin Aleinu, teach us that this pasuk is a major, major revelation as to how the world works and how a human being connects to Hashem and receives from Hashem. Ein echal elecha yisaberu, that the eyes of all are turned to you with hope. What does this mean? Ein echal elecha yisaberu. Why? So the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, the author of Misal Sesharim, but a great Kabbalist in one of his more Kabbalistic works, wanted to quote what he said. He writes, Hine gaza ritzono, shelo yehu poel lefi atzmo ritzono. That it's the divine will that Hashem isn't going to act unilaterally. Hashem doesn't act unilaterally. Elefi ma sheyachino ha-mekabla mimenu. Only based upon the decree that those that want to receive the divine blessing and the divine energy prepare themselves to receive it. So therefore, that Hashem won't pour His Shefa, He won't pour His divine bounty and blessing and energy to those to receive it until they ask it. And the Ramchal writes, V'sod ha'inin, and the secret of this whole idea is explained in the pasuk of Eine Kal Elecha Yisaberu Va'ata Nosein Lohem Esachlam Bito. Ki humamtim, that Hashem waits, Ad Sheyu Ha'einayim Mitzapin Lo, that Hashem waits to give until the eyes turn and anxiously look towards Him. Va'oz Yanim, and only then Hashem will answer. V'im Lav, Lo Yehu Matim Lev. And if not, and if the eyes don't look to Hashem, and they don't ask, then Hashem is not going to give to them. And the Ramchal continues, and he writes, Ein ha-bechira, when we talk about human being have free choice, what does that mean? Ein ha-bechira, ela livchor levakesh ha-tov min ha-kodesh baruch hu o shelo levakesh oso. He says, you know what the greatest choice a human being has? In terms of course, we have moral choices, but in terms of milei da'alma, matters of this world, in terms of the choices we make for livelihood and health, said the real choice is the choice to ask Hashem for good, right? That's the choice that we have. The choice is to daven to Hashem, to ask Hashem for good. And the Ramchal says, this is the secret, the soda inyan, is this pasuk, Einechal Elecha Yisabehu, that the eyes of all are turned towards you. And we know that Rabbi Nachman also says this in Likutei Maran, Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov, when he says, Einechal Elecha Yisabehu, that it's specifically, what does this mean? Bistakluso be'inov Lashem Yisbarach, Bechinas Bitachon, only when Jews turn their eyes towards Hashem, their focus on Hashem. He says this is really an aspect of bitachon. Bechinas einei chal elecha yisaberu. That al yedei zeh, because einei chal elecha yisaberu, because all eyes turn to you, Hashem. Therefore, ata nosein lahem misachlam bito. That davka then you give it to them. It's only when you have the first part of the pasuk that you get the second part of the pasuk. That Hashem gives them their sustenance in the proper time. And the Chazon Ish writes in one of his letters, Tov lahargil hamachshava le'emes hamufursim, that we should train our thoughts, we should train our mind to focus, to think a lot about this clear truth, that everything that happens to us in our life, everything, Mamashi writes, hamakif hakol umechel, everything that happens comes from koach echad. Comes from one force, which is of course the Eibishter. The Enshul Metzias Muchashit Muskelat Tulato Yitzbarach. The Nesias Ayin Elov Yitzbarach. That we have to recognize that lifting our eyes to Hashem, this is what brings the Tshuva. The Chazon Ish writes, by lifting our eyes to Hashem, this brings the salvation from the Ribono Shel Olam. And we know that this isn't such a chiddush, because this is actually a teaching from Rashi in the beginning of the Torah. When you look in the beginning of the Torah, in Bereshis, we know that all the days of creation, what does Hashem create on day three of creation? On day three of creation, we're told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the trees and the grass and the fruit and the seeds, and Hashem creates everything, right? But Rashi points out that these things didn't actually come out on day three. They were created in day three, right underneath the surface. Right underneath the surface. But they didn't come out. When did they come out? Only after Adam was brought into the world and Adam looked around. And he saw dirt. And he saw rocks. And he cried to Hashem. He said, Hashem, what's this world? What's going on here? How do I sustain myself? You know, I eat, is this dirt thing? He tries to eat dirt. That doesn't go. And he cries to Hashem. And so then Hashem makes it rain. And then all of the grass comes. And all of the fruit trees. And all of the vegetation sprouts up. So why did Hashem put the world in order in this way? So the way that we've said before from Rav Shimshon Pinkus, Atzal, and others, point out, the Balei Musar say, because Hashem put into the Bria, Hashem put into the original 6 days of creation, that nothing will happen without a human being asking for it. That we have to turn to Hashem, that it's part of the Bria, part of the natural order, is that we have to turn to Hashem, and then Hashem will give it to us. And that's what the Ramchal is saying, and that's what Rabbi Nachman is saying, and that's what the Chazon Ish is saying. And that is, again, as the Ramchal of Moshe Chaim Lutzato, the great Kabbalist, right, this is the soda inyan. The secret of this is the pasuk, Einechal Elecha Yisaberu, that all eyes look to you, Hashem, with hope. And meaning, Hashem put it in the Bria, the Ramchal says, again, in one of his Kabbalistic works, that that's how the metaphysical reality works. That until we look towards Hashem, until we ask from Hashem, Hashem's not going to give. Hashem's not going to give. So this is the beginning of the pasuk, Einechal Elecha Yisaberu. But their tzaddikim will point out the Al Shech HaKadosh in the Balatanya, that Einechal, the eyes of all, and again, we talk about the eyes of all, and this is, we're not going to go down this road, but you know, call Mamish all the worlds. Everything is turned to God. And that's what we've said before, the Perek Shira, that all the animals sing and all the birds chirp to God, all the insects cry out to Hashem, what that means, we're not going to get into. But the Balatanya, the Al Shach HaKadosh says, Ein Echol Elecha, Elecha, all eyes are to you. And what does that mean? The Balatanya writes, the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch writes in his Likutei Torah, what does this mean? Dahainu, Shashivran Vatochelus Hu, that what is this great hope and yearning every person has? That a person should be drawn to Hashem. That Ein Echol Elecha Yisabeir. That all eyes are yearning Elecha for you, Hashem. Right? So obviously, you know, the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk is Ein Echol, that all eyes look to you with hope, right? And you would give them bread. But no. What the Al Shach HaKadosh is saying, what the Balatanya is saying, is something deeper. That what's a person's tshuka? What's the real yearning every person has? You know what the real yearning we have? Ein Echol Elecha Yisaber. That the eyes of all are hopeful, are yearning, not towards you, but for you. That's what the Al Shach HaKadosh says. That a person's yearning is for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we've said this so often, that in many of the Kabbalistic works, they say that in the deepest place, the soul of every person is screaming out, Anan b'ina lahavid kadamalka, that I just want to be in front of the king. That's what Ein Echol Elecha Yisaberu, that all eyes, Hashem, are yearning for you. And we might not even feel it. We might not even recognize it. We might not even know it. But that's what we're yearning for. That's what every human being wants in the deepest, deepest way, is a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, connection with the divine. And that's what the Balatanya says. And that's what the Alshach says, that when we say the words, Ein Echol Elecha Yisaberu, one, so the kavan of these tzaddikim is that my eyes, Hashem, are to you because you're what I want. You're what I'm yearning for. You're what I'm hoping for. A deep, deep connection with you. And Ein Echol Elecha Yisaberu, the eyes of all look to Hashem with yearning, with hope. V'ata nosein lahem esachlam bito. So the Chafetz Chaim points out in his Sefer Avas Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim points out, V'ata. You know, it's interesting. So many psukim, the pasuk before, so many Hashem l'chol ha'noflim. Right? So many psukim talk about Hashem in third person. So many Hashem l'chol ha'noflim. V'zokiv k'lachfufim. Saying this is what Hashem does. But here, Ein Echol Elecha Yisaberu. All eyes are turned to you. We switch back to the intimate, the I-thou, the I-you. That we're talking to Hashem first person. That we're looking towards you, our eyes are yearning towards you. V'ata. The Chafetz Chaim says, listen what it says, V'ata. It doesn't say the pasuk before speaking in third person, but it's saying, V'ata nosein lahem esachlam bito. And you give to them their food in the time. The Chafetz Chaim says, you know what this is based on? This is based on the Gemara and Tanis. The Gemara and Tanis, Daf Beis, Amud Beis, that tell us that there are three keys that Hashem didn't give to any of his shluchim, that he didn't give to any of his messengers. And one, of course, is the mafteach of parnasa. It's the key to a livelihood, a key to physical sustenance. And that's what the pasuk is saying, according to the Chafetz Chaim. Ein Echol Elecha Yisaberu, ve'ata nosein lahem esachlam. That it's davka you, Eibishter, it's davka you, Ribbono Shel Olam. You're the one that's giving them parnas. It comes directly from you. And this is what we have to realize. Ein Echol Elecha Yisaberu, that our eyes turn to Hashem with hope. Ve'ata. We have to recognize where it's from. We do our ishtadlos, we put in our efforts, and we have jobs, and we have salaries, and we get stimulus checks from the government, right? At least I got stimulus checks from the government, right? So, oh, wow, gewaldig, whether Donald Trump put a signature on it, whether it came without a signature on it, who, right? Donald Trump wanted to put a signature, and so, oh, he's giving it. So we, no. V'ata, Ein Echol Elecha Yisaberu, v'ata Hashem, you, it's you, Hashem. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. When we say this pasuk every day, v'ata nosein lahem esachlam bito, because we turn to Hashem, recognizing that it's only Hashem. Hashem is the source of our parnasa. V'ata nosein lahem, give to them, esachlam. So the Rokeach, who's one of the Rishonim, in his Perush Antilim, he says, what's the word es? You could say, Ein Echol Elecha Yisaberu, v'ata nosein achlam bito. Why does it say es achlam b'ito. What's the word es? So zok the rokeach, he writes, esachlam lirabos mashke, esachlam lirabos batim, esachlam lirabos begodim, visus, malbusham, their clothing, ubateim, batim, their homes, kol tzarcheihem, all their needs. Esachlam doesn't mean their food, it means all of their needs, physical needs. There are others that say esachlam, it means not only physical, it means spiritual also. The Chazon Ish in his letter talks about this, that these are also, we have to recognize that this is also, that Hashem's a source of also our spiritual growth, that we need siyata d'shmaya, we need help from heaven to grow in Torah, to be able to daven with a gishmak. We have to ask Hashem, psach libi b'sarasecha. We ask Hashem to open up our heart to Torah. And the Chazon Ish in his letter, he wrote that we have to be davening for that also. Ein echol elecha yisaberu, for everything, not only Parnassa. We want to stop speaking Lashon Hara. We have to ask Hashem, Hashem, please help us stop speaking Lashon Hara. Give us that strength. And that's what the Rekev says. It says, Es Achlam. Don't think it's only food here in this pasuk. We're talking about everything. Everything that we have. Everything that we need. Es Achlam is coming from the Ribono Shalom. And what do we say? The last word, Es Achlam, Be'ito. That we ask Hashem that it should come to us, Be'ito, in its time. And here many tzaddikim point out, and there's a nice with the Imre Emes, that one time he was on a train with a bunch of chassidim traveling far in Europe. The Imre Emes was the great Geri Rebbe, the third Geri Rebbe in the Geri dynasty, son of the Sfas Emes. He was the one that escaped Europe with part of his family. Part of his family he lost. With part of his family he made it to Eretz Yisrael. So this is the years earlier when he was in Europe, and pre-Holocaust, Ger was the biggest Hasidus, they say, by far. Ger is, we hear of it, but more in Eretz Yisrael. Now we hear Satmar, Bobov, Belz. Ger, by far, would they say, was the biggest Hasidus in the world before the war. And the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes, so one time he was traveling by train somewhere in Europe, and the time for lunch came. And the Hasidim went, you know, he's traveling with a whole entourage, a whole chevra. He's talking about some that had hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Hasidim, mamash. So not stam, Ger was massive, massive. And so they were going to the other compartment, the next car, to find the bags with the food, and they couldn't find it. And they were looking and looking, and the Ger Rebbe's Gabbai was getting very upset, his right-hand man. He went to yell to Hasidim, what are you doing? The Rebbe needs his food, go get the Rebbe's food. And the Ger Rebbe heard the shouting, and he told his Gabbai, calm down, calm down, calm down. Right? They say, the Rebbe said to him, Be'ito, Be'ez Ayin Tuf Vov, Be'ito. You know what I'm saying? Like, in its time. Calm down. It'll come. We'll find the food when we're supposed to find the food. We're supposed to, and we know that sometimes we daven for things, and it doesn't come when we're expecting it. Be'ito, be'ito, everything comes in its time. Everything comes in its time. So, Chevre, this pasuk is a massive pasuk. It's a massive, massive pasuk. And that's why tonight we're just doing this pasuk. There's so many lessons from this pasuk, so many yesodos, so many fundamental principles in how the world works, in how we should be davening. And again, please, this year, I know, you know, we're going to have over 10 shiurim on Ashrei alone. It's crazy. But because Ashrei is the only perikatilim, Chazal said, they want us saying it three times a day. Ashrei is the perikatilim that Chazal tell us, say three times a day, you're guaranteed to be a ben olam haba. But as Mefarshim and the Gemara Baruch say, it's not a magical incantation, say it three times, poof, you're ben olam haba. But Ashrei is something that we have to say it and think about it deeply and meditate. And then, when you do it three times a day, mamsh, the lessons of Ashrei will guarantee that you're ben olam haba. This pasuk is a big part. That the ein echol, that the eyes of all, elachi sabeh, return to you, Hashem. That we understand Hashem is the source of everything. In the Ramchal, and the Rabbi Nachman Chazon Ish said that the koach of believing that Hashem is the source of everything, and dafka, the koach, when we turn to Hashem for everything, that will be, Vatano said, that will open up the Shefa for us. But don't forget, there's the Balatanya and the Al-Shech HaKadosh say, Ein Echol Eilecha Yisabeiru, that the eyes of all, for you they're yearning, God. For you they're hoping. That's what we really want. What do we think we want? What do we think satisfies the soul's urgings? It's to connect to God in the deepest way. And enichal elecha yisaber yidavin, and you ask Hashem, please Hashem, let me yearn for you. Let me feel that closeness to you. Let me have that desire to develop my relationship with you. And when we turn towards Hashem with that, v'ata nosein lahem esachlam bito. And you, only from you, as Chavetz Chaim said, there's a mafteach that only Hashem has, the mafteach of parnasa. V'ata, and you, Hashem, recognizing who we're relying on, nosein lahem, give to them es, the es of the rokeach. It means everything. Everything in Gashmis and the Chazon Ish says everything in Ruchnius also. Be'ito in the right time, in the proper time. So Be'ez Hashem, this week we should be misboning, we should think deeply about this pasuk. We should lift our eyes, klapei shmaya, towards the Eibishter, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should return our bitachon, our emuna, our yearning, with achlo bi'ito, that Hashem should give us, bekarav, in the proper time, all our yearnings, and of course the deepest yearnings that we have. Okay, everyone, have a good night. Sorry for the late shir.